What's up, guys? So I hope you're having a pretty good week so far. But today we're going to be talking about how to have a productive Bible study, or just how to have a Bible study in general. So what pushed me to talk about this is basically just, when was it? A few days ago, I watched a sermon about communication. So I was thinking about all the different ways that we're able to communicate with God, and one of those ways is through our personal Bible time. So I wanted to share some tips and tricks that I have on how to have a productive Bible study. So communication with God is so important, and the most important ways to communicate with God is through prayer and through His Word. But personally, my favorite way to communicate with God is through His Word and when I have my personal Bible study. So like I said earlier, today we're just going to talk about how to have a productive Bible study, and I'm going to give you some tips and tricks along the way. But go get a piece of paper, a pencil, or you can just open up the notes section on your phone and just write down all these tips and tricks so you can use them the next time you have a personal Bible study. So let's get started. So a while ago, I listened to a sermon by an amazing lady named Priscilla Schreier, and she went over the P's of Bible study. And so that's what I'm going to share with you today. Those are my tips and tricks, the P's of Bible study. So I really loved that sermon so much. So I'm going to share with you what I took away from it. But before we do that, I want to share this quote with you. It said this: having it available is not good enough. You got to know how to use it. Having it available is not good enough. You gotta know how to use it. Now, that was one of the quotes that Priscilla Schreier shared in her sermon. So basically, what's that saying is that the Bible only does us good if we know how to use it. It only does us good if we know how to use it. Because if you don't have a general idea of how to use the Bible or how to study the Bible, then you'll be mindlessly reading words and maybe even misinterpreting scripture, which is never good. Now, don't get me wrong, you don't have to be some Bible scholar or Bible theologian or Bible reading expert person, because I'm not. But you just need to have a general understanding or a general idea of how to read scripture, how to and how to use the Bible. Another thing I want to share with you is that we need to have a daily relationship with God through His Word. I tell myself that often, because in order to grow in any relationship, there has to be some type of regular communication. So with your parent, with your sibling, with your friend, with your boyfriend or girlfriend, in order to grow in that relationship, there has to be some type of communication. And that's the same with God. So for me, at least, I want to fall more in love with God every single day, and I want to grow my relationship with Him. And the only way to do that is by communication. The only way to do that is by communicating with Him through prayer and through His Word. You can't just snap your finger and immediately grow more in your relationship with Christ or fall more in love with Him. There has to be work. There has to be effort. And that work and effort is the communication that you're basically willing to put in. So all that to say, communication with God for me is studying the Word, is prayer. And so we're just going to be talking about studying the Word and how to study the Word effectively when you have your personal Bible time. So the five P's. The first one is position yourself to hear from God. So when I say position, I also mean prepare. So when you're preparing to have your personal Bible time, find a place where you'll be able to concentrate and stay focused. And I know that's hard sometimes. So if you're not able to find a dedicated space or a very quiet area, just go somewhere, put in some headphones to block out all the noise. Just make sure wherever you're at, you're going to be able to concentrate and really focus on the passage you're reading. The next thing is to find the passage and get out the supplies you'll be using. So for me, that means I get my prayer journal, I get my Bible, I get some sticky notes, a pencil, and a highlighter. That's everything I use when I have my personal Bible time. So get out everything you're going to be needing for that time. The last thing I do to position myself to hear from God is to pray. I need to pray every single time before I start my personal Bible time. because I realized that when I don't pray before having that Bible time, I am more distracted. I'm not focused. I just get irritated. I just want to rush through it. But prayer, like I've said in past episodes, prayer is so powerful. So just pray before you start your Bible time. Pray that the Lord will reveal himself to you. Pray that he will give you clarity and thought. Pray that he'll allow you to learn whatever he wants you to learn from that passage. And pray that he'll help you to stay focused while you have that Bible time. The next P is pour over the passage and paraphrase the major principles. Now, when Priscilla Schreier first said the word paraphrase, I was like, are we supposed to be paraphrasing Bible verses? What do you mean by that? But first, let's start with this. It's quality over quantity. It's not about finishing an entire book in the Bible or finishing the entire Bible all together really quickly. It's about cultivating your relationship. And when I heard quality over quantity, it really made more sense when she started to describe paraphrasing. So when you paraphrase the major principles, what you basically do is you write one sentence about the verse you just read. Write the exact meaning of the verse in your own words, but remember to stay in context. So paraphrasing, again, write one sentence about the verse you just read. Write the exact meaning of the verse in your own words, but remember to stay in context. If you think about it, paraphrasing exactly what the verse said is almost like the different versions of the Bible, if that makes sense. Like the NIV, the NLT, the King James, that's basically each translation is a paraphrase version of the other one. I hope that makes sense. It made sense in my head. If it doesn't, oh well. But whenever you read a certain passage, break it up, break it down, paraphrase each scripture or paraphrase each passage into the exact meaning. I can't stress that enough. It's good to paraphrase, but only when you stay in context. If you're paraphrasing a passage or a scripture and you're going out of context, it just makes me cringe, you know? But again, write one sentence about the verse you just read. Write the exact meaning of the verse in your own words and remember to stay in context. That's what it means to paraphrase the major principles. The next P is pull out the spiritual principles. So look at the paraphrase you just made and meditate on what the paraphrased verse means in relation to God. And while you do that, pull out the spiritual nuggets from that paraphrased verse you just wrote. So again, look at the paraphrase you just made. Look at that sentence you just wrote and meditate on what that paraphrased verse means in relation to God. And while you do that, pull out the spiritual nuggets from that verse, if there are any. The next P is to pose your questions. So use the spiritual nuggets that you just pulled out from that passage to form a question. So questions are good. I want to just emphasize that questions are good. Having questions isn't bad. Having multiple questions is a good thing. So pose questions that you want to ask the pastor, that you want to ask other leaders in your church or just leaders who are around you. Pose questions from that passage and see if the passage itself can answer them or see if you have to go to an outside source to get those questions answered. The next P is plan obedience and pin down a date to obey. So that may sound a little weird, but it's plan obedience and pin down a date to obey. So we plan for so much in life. We plan for sports events, for recitals, for funerals, for weddings, for open houses, for graduations. We plan for everything in our life. But there's one thing we oftentimes push to the side and we don't really want to plan. We don't want to plan to live according to God sometimes. We plan for everything else in our life except planning to live according to God. So when I say plan obedience and pin down a date to obey, what I mean is to plan to live obedient and plan to live a life for God according to the scriptures you just read. Plan to live obedient and plan to live a life for God according to the scriptures you just read. So guys, those are the five P's for Bible study. I'll go over them one more time. The first one is position yourself to hear from God. The second is pour over the passage and paraphrase the major principles. The third is pull out the spiritual nuggets. The fourth is pose your questions. And the fifth is plan obedience and pin down a date to obey. So the five P's for Bible study are pretty helpful for me, and I like to use them every once in a while when I want to switch things up a little for my Bible study. But every single person is different, so just because they work for me doesn't mean they're also going to work for you, and that's okay. I just wanted to make this episode to just provide something that you could try for your Bible study. If you like it, awesome. If you don't, it's fine. You can try something else. But before I close up in prayer, I want to leave you with one more thing that I'm pretty confident will work for almost everyone. So when approaching the word, I encourage you to do four things. Some of them are similar to the five P's of Bible study, but do these four things. First one, make a commitment. The second one, have a plan. The third one, read for depth, not distance. And the fourth one, ask questions. I'll go over them one more time and you can write these down. I'm not going to go into great detail for these because I want you to, but write down these four things to do when approaching the word. First one, make a commitment. Second one, have a plan. Third one, read for depth, not distance. Fourth one, ask questions. So someone told me those four things when I started to dig deeper into my word. And when I really stuck to those, they really helped me grow more in my personal Bible study. So if you don't like the five P's for Bible study, again, that's fine. Then just try what I just shared a second ago. But with all that, let's pray. Lord God, thank you for this day. Thank you for the sunshine. Thank you for the birds chirping. Thank you for the little things in life that we oftentimes overlook. Lord God, please push myself and the listener to dig deeper into our word and to have a consistent Bible time so we can be in constant communication with you. Lord, please help us to fall more in love with you every single day while we communicate with you. Lord, please help us be curious. Please help us be curious to just want to learn more about you and go ahead and share what we learn with other people, because other people need to hear your word. Lord, thank you for everything. Thank you for your son. Thank you for life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.